USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Even with the curve flattening in New York now, Mayor Bill de Blasio says at least 500,000 New York City residents have lost their jobs and are worried about how they'll feed their families even just over the next few days. He's announced a new plan to ensure that residents have enough to eat during the crisis.
Today I'm announcing a $170 million initiative to make sure every New Yorker gets what they need and no New Yorker goes hungry.
The initiative will include a $50 million reserve to create a stockpile of emergency meals. Power is still out to tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the South after storms killed at least 34 people over the past few days. As of this morning, some 70,000 customers had no electricity in Arkansas, and there were interruptions in Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Carolina. There have been at least 60 reports of tornadoes beginning back on Easter Sunday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many well-known names are among the victims of coronavirus, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The worlds of music, theater, sports, film, and television have lost many veteran performers. Four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally died March 24th. Also, jazz musician Manu Dibango and fashion designer Jenny Polanco. On March 25th, we lost chef Floyd Cardos. And on March 26th, actor Mark Bloom. On March 29th, we lost country singer Joe Diffie. CBS broadcast journalist Maria Mercader died March 29th, and comedian Kim Shimura also died on the 29th. On April 1st, we lost musician Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis died also on April 1st, and Grammy Award-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine died while receiving treatment for COVID-19 and pneumonia.
And today is World Art Day, when artists from around the world come together to celebrate all forms of art. The date, April 15th, is in honor of the birthday of Italian Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci. Unlike most years, celebrations this year have either been postponed or moved online because of the coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.